This is Late Shift, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Gloria Spoon and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Steve Harrington, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for pre-relationship, post-Stranger Things Season 4. Eddie Munson lives. Steve is not the type to slam doors or stomp around, or honestly even raise his voice that much. For all that he seems to exist in a state of perpetual exasperation, it's rare for him to tip over into genuine anger. Eddie appreciates that about him, for a lot of reasons. But he has developed a nose for Steve's moods, so when Steve lets himself in after his late shift and kicks off his sneakers without bothering to arrange them neatly on the shoe rack, like the meticulous anal retentive freak he secretly is, and tosses his beloved members-only jacket over the back of a kitchen chair instead of hanging it up, Eddie straightens up on the couch like a bloodhound on the scent. Everything okay? Steve stops and blinks. Like he maybe forgot that Eddie was actually here for a second. It's Steve's apartment, technically. His and Robin's in practice, although her name isn't on the lease and nobody seems to believe that they actually sleep in separate rooms. Eddie believes it, and not just because he's been crashing on the couch for the past week while Wayne is out of town. It feels kind of pathetic to be scared of sleeping in the trailer by himself, but so far neither of them has given him a hard time about it. They get it, he thinks. There's a reason Steve rented a two-bedroom when his parents kicked him out. Yeah, Steve says, a beat too late. Sorry, man, did I wake you up? It's like 10:30, dude. Steve gives him a yeah and kind of look. And it occurs to Eddie that he has been hanging out in the living room with the lamps off and only the test card on the TV for light. The multicolored glow casts deep, unnerving shadows in the corners of the room, but he finds it weirdly soothing anyway. I was already awake, he adds. Oh, Steve says. Cool. He is clearly trying to modulate his bad mood and put on a pleasant Steve Harrington host face, which is about the same as the pleasant customer service face he's probably been wearing for the past 13 hours. Eddie pushes himself off the couch and crosses the room to pull a pair of beers out of the fridge from the case he brought when he showed up last Tuesday, because he's not a fucking heathen. He passes one of them to Steve and leans back against the counter. Want to talk about it? He asks. Steve turns the beer can around in his hands, looking faintly baffled. I have weed too, if you'd rather, Eddie adds. That gets him a smile, just a little one. Steve finally pops the tab on his beer. Robin will kill us if we smoke inside, and it's raining out. Well, drink your beer then. Steve snorts, but his expression looks a little less tensely cheerful now. His jaw relaxes. His brow settles easily into its comfortable half scowl. He drinks his beer. Sorry, he says after a minute. Shit, man, I get it. Dealing with the unwashed masses of Hawkins, Indiana on a Friday shift before Halloween, you deserve hazard pay. It's not so bad when Robin's around, but, like, she has that big project she's working on, so she was off, and we were swamped all afternoon, and Keith decided to take off at, like, 5:30. And I can't even say shit because his uncle owns the place, which is why he's the manager in the first place. But I ended up stuck there an hour past closing, trying to fucking deal with it all, and... Sorry, he says again, and takes a large gulp of beer. It's just stupid work bullshit. You don't need to hear it. Thanks for the beer. Steve, Eddie says, before Steve can try to make an escape to his bedroom to stew in miserable, stressed-out silence. You vastly underestimate my appreciate for melodrama that I'm not personally involved in. Also, there's nothing good on TV. Please tell me about your stupid work bullshit. Steve gives him a look. It's one of those sharp looks that he sometimes gets, like someone else is peering out from behind his dumb jock persona. Or maybe not someone else. It's still Steve. It's just a version of Steve that Eddie thinks not too many people get to know. It makes him feel stupidly special that he is apparently one of them. Okay, Steve says finally, and leans back against the counter, cradling his beer between his hands. Okay, so you know how Lena McIntosh keeps, I don't know if Robin mentioned it, but there's been, like, cat food in all of the cases she's returned lately. I sense this trend has taken a downward turn recently, Eddie offers. Oh, man, Steve laughs then, bright and lovely. So, okay, I know how it sounds, but it was actually her nephew who brought the tapes back this time, and... He lifts a hand illustratively as he talks, and Eddie watches him. The way his shoulders loosen, the sharp edge of his smile in the neon glow of the lights coming in through the kitchen window. He watches, and feels warmth settle in his chest that has nothing at all to do with the beer, and thinks that he could happily spend a lot of evenings just like this. The end. Reader's notes. I don't know if this was what Gloria Spoon intended, but I am now imagining that Steve and Robin have dumped out all the cat kibble in the dumpster behind Family Video, which has led to a family of raccoons camping out in the alley in the space next to the dumpster around Family Video, and somehow a raccoon has gotten into either the break room or the actual display room of things in Family Video, or possibly followed the smell of kibble to Lena McIntosh's car. Anyway, I'm imagining something hilarious with raccoons and kibble, and now Steve has an army of raccoon minions. Anyway, thank you to Gloria Spoon for having blanket permission to Podfic. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.